This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
A 4-year-old girl who was missing in Manhattan this morning has been found safe, and police have arrested her mother. WCBS's Joe Avalar has the latest.
A mom says she became separated from her 4-year-old daughter at the 59th Street Lexington Avenue subway station at 8:30 this morning, right during the morning rush hour. Police respond to search for little Caitlin Brown. During the investigation, reportedly the mother's story develops holes. So police go to her East Harlem apartment while keeping her in the Bloomingdale's lobby and continuing their search and continuing to question her. At the mom's apartment, police find her 12-year-old son home alone, but no 4-year-old Caitlin. They arrest the mother, whose name they haven't released. The charge is child endangerment. And then they find 4-year-old Caitlin at daycare. She's safe now, as is the son. Joe Avalar, News Radio 880.
The feds will investigate a report that Newark Beth Israel Medical Center is keeping a vegetative patient on life support to boost the hospital's survival rate. Mac Rosenberg has that story.
Takara Beal hasn't spoken to her father in more than a year. Daryl Young had a heart transplant last September at Newark Beth Israel Medical Center.
I kind of felt that something wasn't right within, I would want to say maybe the first week that my dad didn't wake up.
Young never did wake up, but he's still on life support. Beal says his medical team wasn't honest about how her father was recovering, saying it was normal for him to not be regaining consciousness. According to an investigation by ProPublica, 6 patients who had heart transplants at the hospital in 2018 died before reaching the 1-year mark post-operation. Young was patient 7, according to reporter Caroline Chen.
So they were keeping him on life support without really consulting with his family or giving them options like hospice care.
Beth Israel is now under federal investigation by the U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Chen says there have been no disciplinary actions taken against Young's medical team and that the same doctors continue to care for him. Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.
The hospital says it has retained a leading transplant consulting firm focused on clinical analysis and improving patient care. The NYPD and FBI rounded up as many as 20 suspected members of the Trinitarios gang during raids in the Bronx this morning. That gang was behind last year's murder of 15-year-old DeSandro Jr. Guzman Feliz at a Bronx bodega. 5 gang members have already been convicted of murder in that machete attack. The gang members mistook Jr. for a rival gang member. Those arrested today are suspected in a stabbing in Washington Heights and a stabbing on the Bronx River Parkway 2 days before Jr. was killed. There's been growing sympathy and support for the homeless after the murders of 4 homeless men in Chinatown over the weekend. But WCBS's Steve Burns says a meeting concerning a proposed homeless shelter in Queens showed that support has its limits.
Anyone who supported the proposed homeless shelter in Middle Village, Queens was booed off the microphone.
Can I just get through this, please? Can you please respect
me? Anyone against the shelter or against homeless people in general was cheered.
Many sexual offenders will be housed in the epicenter of our children's community.
They should be locked away from ever and out of sight and permanently.
It shows that while there has been a lot of support for the homeless population after the Chinatown murders, there are limits to that support.
To be stereotyped and treated like a criminal just adds to that tragedy of their experience.
George Nashak with Care for the Homeless says those stereotypes need to be broken down.
Shelters generally have a very negligible, if any, impact on a community.
Homeless people, he says, are far more likely to be victims of crime than to be the victimizers. Steve Burns, WCBS, News Radio 880.
In the Weather Center, meteorologist Bob Larson, some of this rain this afternoon is pretty heavy.
It certainly is, and we're looking at a steady rainfall, if not a heavy rainfall, pretty much nonstop going through the afternoon, Michael. Windy as well, chilly with temperatures steady in the low to mid-50s. We'll need to watch for coastal flooding around high tide along the Jersey Shore. The rain will back off a bit tonight, becoming more intermittent, at times backing off to drizzle, though it will stay windy and chilly, a low of 48 to 52. Rainfall intensity picking up once again tomorrow, quite windy and chilly, at high of 55 to 60. It's now 50 degrees in Waterbury, it's 57 to Newburgh, 52. At Midtown, temperatures about steady this afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.